We've got about a couple of minutes for questions. Perhaps we can save sort of questions on price until we've had the presentation for grid, because then we can cover the balance of demand and supply with price. Any issues in regarding to the storage facilities or any general questions? Should we open it up to questions on price? Yeah. I suppose maybe one point we could pick up here is something that we touched on in both presentations, is on market information, the extent to which we have the appropriate information. As Andrew mentioned in his presentation, there was a sense that the market responded very well and felt that it had the information it required on the Grangemouth situation. So if anyone has any questions in relation to that, in relation to the information provided by Grid or others. Yeah, we've got microphones.
Abid Sheikh from Energy Watch. I think information transparency is something that certainly from our side of things we've been pushing quite strongly, because we believe consumers need to have that information so that they can make judgments on what's going on, how much supply there is, and plan accordingly, and provide demand side response accordingly as well in a much more sort of modern fashion. But I think information transparency has hit a wall effectively, and the wall is market structure. Now, yes, there's more infrastructure coming on stream. Yes, there is. Yes, you know, we're seeing different types of infrastructure coming on, but what we're not seeing is, in terms of market structure, we've got these contracts, these long-term contracts, oil contracts, which are linked to gas contracts, and that information is not available because clearly there are commercial issues around that, confidentiality issues around that, and from a consumer's point of view, that's actually quite key information. It's the kind of information that's actually driving where gas, for instance, LNG is going, where interconnector exports are going, and whether they're coming back into the country when they're needed. So in fact, that kind of information actually comes up against this barrier of market structure. I just wonder what the panel thinks of that, if there's any scope for improving transparency.
Yeah. Andrew, do you want to?
Well, I think there's clearly scope for improving transparency on a continental European or pan-European basis. I think the issues in terms of understanding the flows in continental Europe, is a real difficulty. And when gas goes out through the interconnector, we don't know where it goes, and it's difficult to work out always exactly what is going on. Certainly the third package has some important steps forward in terms of increasing transparency, also the increased powers of national regulators should help move things in that direction as well. However, there are probably limits to that, and I wouldn't hold out a huge amount of hope that we're going to get transparency of the contract terms under which gas is bought, as you pointed out, these are confidential, commercially confidential arrangements. And on top of that, there are very many of them, and they're not uniform, they're all different. We have insight into that. We see the impact of those prices on markets. We have border prices, as we mentioned before. You can look at things such as Statoil revenues on a quarterly basis, and you can see how that moves with oil prices, gas revenues, that is. So there are insights that we get into those contracts and their structures, and I think there have been European Union investigations which threw some light on these structures as well. Although they are important in terms of price setting and how oil prices feed through to gas prices, I think what we see from the forward curve and the way the gas market operates that I think the market has a reasonable understanding of the drivers of those contracts and the impact of those contracts on prices. So I think, you know, we're always pushing for greater transparency. I think markets work better the more transparency that there is, and we'll continue to do so. I mean, there is the wider issue of EU market reform and market structure, and whether in a properly competitive market there would be a place for 25-year oil index contracts, particularly given that in most of Europe, oil and gas are rarely in direct competition in the end market, so it seems to be a sort of producer-driven requirement more than anything. I think that's going to require a long process of market and regulatory reform and potentially increased LNG penetration into the market before we start to see some significant change there. But certainly the third package seems to be moving in the right direction in our view.
Again, just a few points on this. I think in terms of GB onshore information transparency, I don't think there's many other better gas markets out there. Offshore, the situation changes slightly. I think the only thing I'd say about onshore transparency is that you are able to obtain exemptions from offering third-party services, and I don't think a caveat of that or the use of that should be used to make sure that you don't have to publish your information on the operation of that facility. So making sure that if exemptions are granted on the various guises, be that de minimis or whatever, that this facility still publishes information that the market needs to make sure it's making the best and most informed decisions. But National Grid's platform gives out more than enough information to be able to make informed decisions in terms of what's going on a day-to-day basis, actually embedded within the GB network. Europe, completely different, and the scene of the third package bites, whether that's the new European agency regulator or whatever. Unfortunately, it's probably 2009 before those really start kicking in, but hopefully you'll start seeing interim arrangements like the voluntary gas storage stock things, making sure that more information is published the other side of the pond, so that again the integration of those two markets, that decisions are made on a better and more informed basis.
Any other questions? Okay. Let's break for coffee for about 10-15 minutes.